Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Retire Early Mindset. You know, building financial freedom isn't just about crunching numbers and making investments. It's also about creating a life where you feel truly fulfilled. And guess what? A big part of that is emotional well-being. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression. Ever felt like you had to bottle up your feelings? Like there were certain emotions you just weren't allowed to show? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Suppressing our emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's like trying to hold in a balloon full of air. Eventually, it's gonna burst. And when that happens, things can get messy, both emotionally and financially. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Jake, this sounds super deep for a podcast about retiring early. But hear me out. When we create a space where we can freely express our emotions, the good, the bad, and the ugly, it reduces stress, improves communication, and ultimately allows us to make better decisions. Think about it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a leaky faucet by ignoring it, would you? Same goes for our emotional well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build that safe space. 1. Be kind to yourself. This is number 1 because it sets the foundation for everything else. When we're hard on ourselves, we create this wall around our emotions. Start by acknowledging your feelings without judgment. Say things like, "It's okay to feel frustrated," or, "It's normal to be sad sometimes." 2. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who truly get you and make you feel safe sharing your vulnerabilities. These are the folks who listen without interrupting, offer support, and celebrate your wins, big and small. 3. Practice active listening. When someone shares their feelings with you, don't just nod and say, Really listen. Ask questions to understand their perspective, validate their emotions, and offer your support. Remember, a safe space is about reciprocity. 4. Find your outlet. We all express emotions differently. Some people journal, others talk it out, some find solace in art or music. Experiment with different outlets until you find what works best for you. It's like finding the perfect pair of shoes. It might take a few tries. 5. Don't be afraid to seek professional help. If you're struggling to navigate your emotions on your own, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance and support as you work through challenging feelings. Remember, seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, let me share a quick example that might resonate with you. Picture this. You're at work, and your boss just dropped a project on you that feels overwhelming. Your mind starts racing. Can I do this? What if I fail? You feel anxious, stressed, maybe even a little angry. But instead of bottling it all up, what if you took a moment to acknowledge those feelings? Maybe take a deep breath and say, "Okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now, but I'm going to break this down step by step." You could then reach out to a trusted colleague or your manager to discuss the workload. Sharing your feelings in a constructive way can actually help you feel more in control and less stressed. Think about it. Building that safe space for emotional expression isn't just good for your mental well-being, it's also essential for making sound financial decisions. When we're feeling balanced and supported, we're able to think clearer, plan strategically, and navigate challenges with more resilience. So remember, taking care of your emotions is an investment in your overall well-being, both personally and financially. By creating a safe space for yourself to express your feelings authentically, you're setting the stage for a more fulfilling life. One where financial freedom isn't just a goal but a natural outcome of living a wholehearted, balanced life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you create a safe space for emotional expression in your own life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Retire Early Mindset for daily doses of inspiration and actionable advice on your journey to financial independence. Until next time, keep those emotions flowing and those goals soaring.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.